not passing it to teachers and to adults. And, you know, the teachers unions hold so much authority and so much power over the Democrat Party because of all the money that they give to the party. And the party, and, you know, the Democrats give the money back to them. It's a very incestuous system the way it's set up, where they get money. And that's what they're doing. They're holding out. There's a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package out there. Right. And they want to make sure that they get every bit of that that they can get.
State departments of education already have between $53 billion and $63 billion in unspent federal funds from the two relief packages passed by Congress last year. All Six Flags theme parks are expected to reopen this year. The Texas-based company announcing plans to hire thousands of team members for the upcoming season. The company did warn the reopenings were subject to change because of local, state, and federal guidelines. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers, the highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And, of course, streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. Make sure you head over there. Check out all the information about us becoming a not-for-profit station and about our 75 for 75 campaign and how you can get involved. It's all right there, so head on over and check it out. Mike, how's it going? We made it through another week, huh?
Yes, we did, finally. It feels like this week was about a month long due to the ice apocalypse, but hey, we made it.
Well, we had Ice Apocalypse, we had Mardi Gras, we had a little bit of everything. And,
wow, Mardi Gras was this week.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that happened.
That's
this
how
week.
Long this week has been.
What did you end up doing for Mardi Gras?
Sitting at the house and drinking and eating every single thing that I wasn't supposed to eat.
Are you on a diet?
Yeah, I was supposed to be. It's gotten shot out of the window this week, but.
Yeah, I don't. It's probably not going to get any better tomorrow. Whenever you when you come make a visit to New Orleans, so
yeah, that's the reason that Ash Wednesday was not the beginning of our diet. So,
well, that's good because I think I'm going to make a brisket. Maybe I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I like that.
I think I'm not going to smoke it though. I'm not going to lie to you. It's probably going to be slow cooked brisket, pulled brisket. Well,
brisket's brisket, man. I'm good. However you cook it, as long as it's at least semi decent, because at least a semi decent brisket is going to be better than pretty much anything else you can eat. So,
well, there you go. I'm glad I got the stamp of approval. So I will proceed with said brisket. All right. Now that everybody knows what our business is this weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I found this. I found this interesting. And I first, well, as soon as I got the a notification on this, which oddly I don't even know how I got a notification on this. My phone is taking on a life of its own, and now sending me random articles from things I don't subscribe to. Which, yeah, I'm sure that nobody's tracking us or in our business.
No, not at all.
But in which this article would be even weirder because I don't really – there's times when I read articles like this. But I thought of you immediately. I'm like, well, we got to talk about this because he's going to love this.
As soon as I saw it earlier, I was like, yes.
We'll take a break from sports for a little bit and talk about the apparently this came out 4 hours ago. UFOs spotted flying in formation over Utah. What'd you think of that?
I love UFOs. It was amazing. I love it. I didn't particularly like the end of it as much as what the end of it wasn't as good as what it could have been.
Well, but yeah, it wasn't.
It was
what
exactly
you
what you expected it to be, but you know, I'm expecting like some Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 type stuff where he's like, like, hey, look, guys, these are actual UFOs. Hey, look, here's the proof.
Well, but, you know. And I don't know if I would have, I mean, one or two is okay, but according to the reports, I think this came out of, was it Utah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Utah. Right. That there was reports of seeing more than 90 or more UFOs flying in formation. And according to this, a long line of UFO lights was seen in the stormy Utah skies around 5:30 in the morning on February 11th. And Jennifer Campbell was just one of the many who saw this potential invasion. She lived in West Valley City and had video rolling as she looked out her window at what many felt were a string of UFOs. You can hear her start the video with, "And they're still coming." And then an unnamed man responds with, "And I wasn't recording. I was so excited I forgot to hit the record button." But you know what's what I find the craziest out of all of this? And we'll get to what the end of this is. Her first thought was to call the ABC affiliate in Utah.
Yeah,
the weather person.
That would not be my first thought. Like,
no, not.
Oh my goodness, there's UFOs. I have to call ABC.
Right. Yeah, I thought that was really strange. And then that, you know, the meteorologist there said, well, maybe you should call the Air Force, which that's probably where I would have started.
It seems like a better deal.
Right. And apparently they had been flying operations in Utah, and they're doing so through April. However, a spokesperson from the base's 388th Fighter Wing said, no, weren't flying this morning. Maybe it was Starlink satellites. And for those of you that aren't sure what Starlink satellites are, that's something Elon Musk has started where, and it was actually Starlink satellites, according to them. Let's just say that. We don't know. They could have been fibbing. Could have been pulling our leg. But it's a project that started back in 2015, and the Starlink satellites they put them in low space, layering our atmosphere for internet connectivity. So Elon Musk's plan is for us all to have the internet, and I guess you wouldn't have to pay for it. I don't know.
They're going to charge, but supposedly it's going to be half the price or whatever it is of other companies. They're supposed to have like 30 or 40,000 of these satellites in orbit at some point.
Well, wow. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. He sends 60 satellites up each time they go up, and they have over 1,000 in the sky right now, and the plans are for 12,000 more to be deployed with the possibility of an additional 30,000 to fully cover the world. I'm going to tell you what. Maybe get my tinfoil hat out, but I don't really like it. I'm gonna be honest, I don't like it.
And my conspiracy theory, and if this becomes a thing, I'm gonna replay this segment on every social media site I can find for the next, like, every day for the next 20 years. My conspiracy theory is that it actually was aliens, and Elon Musk is an alien, and he's using Starlink to cover up the fact that there are that many UFOs over circling Earth.
Well, that's pretty good. That kind of that makes me think. Do you remember the TV miniseries in the 80s? What was it called? V?
Oh yeah, I do remember V.
Where they looked like us, but then they took their skin off and they were lizard people. By the way, it scared the bejesus out of me when I was a little kid, but maybe that's what he is. Who knows? I don't like the idea. I don't, just the same as I don't like the idea that some politicians had. What was it, Scurlock, when he was running for mayor in New Orleans? Everybody was gonna have. There was gonna be free Wi-Fi across the city. My problem with it is that it makes you so susceptible. To getting your information stolen. I don't like it, and I would never give Elon Musk my money for that.
No.
Nope. I'll keep paying my provider that I currently have.
Yeah, at least the company I use now isn't run by aliens. So.
Yes, as far as we know.
Well, yeah, true. As far as I know, it's not run by aliens.
Or as Fletch once said, as far as you know. Or BJ on the weekends.
Yes, BJ on the weekends definitely likes to say that.
All right, well, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk about some Pelicans and a little bit of news out of Airline Drive too with the Saints. So we'll be back and let you know about that. We'll be back with more right after this.
Since I was a little boy with a toy gun, never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old Is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drink and food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, You, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 8 p.m. for dinner hour, dinner jackets or straight jackets. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
I will say, go on record, is that's probably the first super group that there ever was.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
John Lennon, Eric Clapton, Keith Richards, and I never can remember his name, but he was the drummer for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. So, Mitch.
If it's not the first, it's most definitely the best, regardless.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I can't really think of a, but there's been lots of great Super Bowls.
Traveling Wilburys is pretty damn good, though.
Well, yeah, true.
That was a pretty good group when you had Roy Orbison, George from the Beatles. You had Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. There was somebody else in there, too, and I can't think of. But, yeah, that wasn't a bad, shabby group either. But, I don't know, me personally, Eric Clapton and John Lennon and Keith Richards, so good that Keith Richards wasn't even playing guitar, he was playing bass, so. All right, so a little bit of news with the Pels. Of course, they're going to take on the Suns tonight. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Let's see, what time is that tonight? That's going to kick off right when we get done. So as soon as we're off the air, when you hear Gloria, you can go ahead and turn on the Pels. But the All-Star team, the voting is done. And I guess it's going to be up to the coaches and on who is going to make it off the Pels. Williamson was voted number 6 out of the among front court players with 1,250,684 votes in total, and he was just one of 17 players to crack the million vote threshold, but he was just 2 million votes shy of Kawhi Leonard for the third and final front court starter selected by the fans. And Ingram, let's see, he logged 606 votes in total. So I would assume both guys will probably get picked to be on the team as reserves. Now, also, Anthony Davis didn't make it as a starter, so that's interesting also. But I can't imagine this game going on without Zion Williamson, at minimum. No. But really, truthfully, both of them.
Yeah, I can definitely see both of them being there. I was looking the other night, and this is obviously just for the Pels, but every game that they played so far as of Wednesday, I guess it was, the top scorer of the game for all but one game was one of those two. There was one night about halfway through the season so far where Nickeil Alexander-Walker mm-hmm. had the most points. And that's actually the most points that any Pelican has scored this season. But every single time, it's either Zion or it's Ingram.
Yeah. I mean, they've been playing great. They just – it's so frustrating. Just got to play some defense. Come on, guys. Yes. A little bit of defense. Not even a lot of defense, just a little bit. But let's switch gears because we only got a couple minutes left before we got to go to the break and get some news. There's news. Speaking of news, there's news out of Airline Drive with the Saints that Zach Strief, he's hanging it up at from doing the play-by-play at a different radio station, which you all know which one that is. But fear not, because he's joining the Saints coaching staff as an assistant offensive lineman. What do you think about that?
I like it. I like hearing him and Deuce do the games, the play-by-play, because you can tell they're friends. They kind of mess with each other, and it makes it more fun mm-hmm. on top of them actually being good at the job. But I would really like for him to be a coach because he was amazing, and I want him to be able to get those other guys to be amazing as well.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I never listened to a game – that he's done so far. Well, I guess I'll never get to hear it, or unless he picks it back up at a later time. But no, I've never listened to a game on the radio.
I actually listen to more games when I lived in New Orleans than I do now that I live in Baton Rouge. There were a number of Monday night games when I was going to school at the time, so I had always had Monday night classes. And so on the way home from class, I would always listen until I was able to get home and turn on the TV.
Well, and I also remember when I moved in next door to you here that you were sitting on the porch listening to it on the radio, and then I got the brilliant idea, like, why do we have to do this like animals? We can bring the television outside with some rabbit ears, and we can watch the game.
Oh, yeah, there's a plug right inside of the window, isn't there? Yeah, let's just watch the game.
That was quite the game changer. It really was.
Yes, it was.
I think it's good. Whenever I think of Zach Strief, I think of the time you and I and when my mom was in town and we went to Rouse's. Yes. And he was there talking about his beer and hanging out. And I guess, well, that day, too, it was a very weird day at Rouse's that I guess there was other liquor distributors in there and everybody got taste tests. And I feel like my mom got a really good example of Rouse's. And yes. Like that's not indicative of how it is all the time, but not bad. There's a Saint there and there's free alcohol, you know, so as long as you were 21. But
yeah,
either way, good luck to him. I think it's a great move. I always liked him as an offensive lineman, and I think he has a lot that he can bring to the table. And we'll see what happens. And I'm eager to see who is going to replace him on the air. So,
yeah,
Mike, you can put your application in, I'm sure.
Yeah,
as long as it doesn't take away from our show.
All right. Well, it'll be on Sunday, so we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll get some news and come back, and we're going to talk some baseball and probably some hockey too. So stick around. We'll be back with more.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge February 19th, Mark Stone, and February 26th, Ivan Neville. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. K-12 teachers and those 55 and older with certain medical conditions will be added to the list of eligible vaccine recipients on Monday. That's nearly a 500,000 more eligible state residents, but Governor John Bel Edwards thinks we have the supply to start opening things up.
We, again, are going to ask people to schedule those appointments, be patient, and understand that the providers are having to juggle a number of balls all at one time in the air as they try to catch up from the doses they were unable to administer this week.
Over 500,000 Louisianans have been vaccinated so far, and AAA fuel analyst Don Redman warns Louisianans to fill up their gas tanks now because we could be experiencing low gas supply due to the winter storms.
Stay gassed up because there may be some hiccups in the delivery process, and you might see some stations that don't have gasoline for the fact they just can't get it delivered.
He says those storms are resulting in an increase in fuel cost for drivers, a gallon of regulars up to $2.28. Louisiana Radio Network.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries, we've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email. Tiger Rag Daily. You've got all the LSU sports news you need. Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all. Tiger Rag.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Pruer.
And Mimi Owens.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is moving on up to a new time.
On Mondays at 5 p.m.
Right here on WGSO.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner. Slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO 990.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are, there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are, you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are, they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. That, of course, is our good friend Gigi Pender. And I know we say it every time it plays, but we really need to get in touch with her and see what's going on. Have her back on the show.
I miss having her on.
Yeah, she's such a great person and an incredible talent, and we need to reach out and see what's going on in her world. Well, I thought, you know, normally, like, we'd like to talk about lists every now and again, but most of the time we make fun of them because of the inaccuracy of said lists.
Yes.
But, you know, I actually went through this one, and I'm like, it's really hard to poo-poo any of these. Maybe a couple.
I do agree. There's a few that I would say maybe put them in a different order. Move this person up or down, but overall, I like the list for once.
Well, here's let's hit a couple highlights at the top from 20 to 11. Alex Bregman clocked in at 17. Last year, he was ranked number 5.
Yeah,
so that's a hell of a dip. I don't know if I agree with that.
And see, that's what I'm. There are some that should be in a different place, but overall, the list itself, I agree with.
So we're going to do this the only way we know how. And then at number 13 is my guy in St. Louis, Nolan Arenado. So we're going to pick a spot where those two guys should have been in the top 10 because those are our teams. And as you said the other night, those are our teams. So sorry.
So, you don't like it. Sorry.
That reminds me of seeing Blink-182 and them saying we're gonna play this song and hope you like it because if you don't, we'll play it twice.
I like it.
So number 10 on the list is Cody Bellinger. I think there's no denying Cody Bellinger is a top 10 player in baseball, outfielder for the Dodgers. Yes. Last year, ranked number 3. He won the MVP award in 2019. He had a little bit of a down year, but I don't feel like you can hold last year against anybody.
Yeah.
I really don't. And the kid is a hell of an outfielder. He just basically rolls out of bed and can hit every single day.
Yeah.
And then underneath him, you have number 9, Christian Yelich. And last year, ranked number 2. This year, ranked number 9. Again, he had a little bit of an off year, too. But,
yeah.
You know, and I don't see where you can hold this against people. Number 8, Anthony Rendon. Last year, he was ranked 6. This year, 8. This is where I start having a problem because if we're going to talk third baseman,
how many third basemen are in the number 11 through 20 that could be up there?
Yeah. Well, there's, let's see.
What, 4?
Yeah. And who was the other than
Bregman? Arenado, Bregman, Manny Machado, and Jose Ramirez.
Okay. I would probably take all 3 of those above Rendon.
Yeah.
And truthfully, and I hate to do this to you, but the defense of Arenado, I think, puts him above both of those. And he wasn't a Cardinal up until a couple days ago. But
in part of Bregman's deal until this past season is that he's a good hitter,
mm-hmm.
and he's the guy that's going to get on base. And so I know that doesn't have anything to do with playing third base, but overall as a player, it helps to bring you up. I do feel like Arenado's a better third baseman than Bregman is. Bregman, I would say, is probably in the top 5 in the league, but he's not number 1.
Yeah. And then you have Ronald Acuña Jr. ranked number 7 outfielder for the Braves. I don't know. He's good. Don't get me wrong. The things I don't like about him is more of his personality and just who he is. And, I don't know. He's a top 10 player for sure. I don't have an argument there. Fernando Tatis Jr., I think could be higher at number 6 at shortstop.
Yeah.
I find him to be better than some of the other guys that are ahead of him. And now that he's got $340 million, more million reasons why he's happy and signed a 14-year deal, which at age 22, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's a good deal on either side for the Padres or for him personally, just because had he signed a 6 or 7 year deal, he's at 28, 29 years old, could still get another huge payday because he's in his prime. And then on the flip side, for the Padres to sign a 14-year deal with somebody, and you know, you're paying at the end of that contract for what he is right now.
Yep.
And that it doesn't seem to ever work out. No, it never does. I mean, look at the Angels paying Albert Pujols right now.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. But to be honest, like I said last night, I like Fernando Tatis Jr. To be honest, he's probably my favorite non-Cardinal. I think he's great, a great defender, and he's a hell of a hitter. And the dude has fun. And like we were talking about last night, like he got grief last year when they were blowing out. I forgot who they were playing. But like they were way ahead and the bases were loaded. And instead of him letting a pitch go by, he just knocked it out of the ballpark and hit a grand slam. And everybody dogged him for it. But I don't see anything wrong with that. I really don't.
That's what makes baseball fun. As you and I have said many times on air and off, you want to get people watching the game, make it fun. That's the kind of thing that makes it fun.
And if you don't want him to hit a home run, don't throw a meatball down the middle of the plate with the bases loaded and you're losing by a lot. Come on, throw it in the dirt, do something.
Here you go. Here's a 45-mile-an-hour pitch in the middle of the plate. Have fun.
If you wanted to walk him, then just walk him. You know that.
Yeah.
And then number 5 is Juan Soto, and I'm not sold on him yet.
No, and I do have a little bit of a gripe with him during the 2019 World Series. St. Louis guy Joe Buck would not shut up about Juan Soto every time he would come up to the plate, every time he'd run out on the field. Oh my God, can you believe Juan Soto's only 20 years old?
Oh yeah.
There was one of the Astros pages I follow on Facebook. Somebody kept track of it and how many times he said something along those lines. I don't remember the number now, but it was an astronomically high number. Like it was over the course of 7 games. It was like 58 times or something that he said, can you believe this guy is only 20 years old? Like, what, dude, calm down. Stop. Yes, he's 20 years old. You know how many 20-year-olds there are in this world? A lot of them are just as good at him as at their respective thing that they do. Calm down, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan. And if we weren't on terrestrial radio, I would have a whole nother joke about his batting stance and what that looks like. But so we'll just move on. Number 4, Freddie Freeman, first baseman for the Braves. Last year he was ranked 15th. Now he's ranked 4th, and he did win the 2020 National League MVP award, so that's why the big jump. But there's another guy. I'm not 100% sold on him as a top 10 player. I'm just not. I would honestly, I think he could have easily been moved out, and you put a Bregman or an Arenado in there. Garrett Cole, Shane Bieber, Francisco Lindor, Manny Machado.
I don't think I would put Bregman this high. He was still a good fielder last year, but his batting was atrocious as far as he's concerned for 3 quarters of the year last year. So I'd put him 8 to 12, somewhere in that area probably.
Yeah.
But overall, I agree with what you're saying.
And then you have Jacob deGrom, who, I mean, it's tough to dispute when you get to that point. He almost won three consecutive Cy Young awards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just amazing.
And the only people who have ever done that are Randy Johnson and Greg Maddux, and so that would put him in some amazing territory.
Yeah, and then you have Mookie Betts, and at number two last year he was ranked fourth. I don't know. It's tough for me to say. Like, I watch him, and his stats are always right there. But watching him, I'm just not that impressed with him. It's never been like, Mookie Betts is, you know, he's just the guy. Like, I just don't see it. To be honest with you, Fernando Tatis Jr., I would take over Mookie Betts any day.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
And number one, absolutely no surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Trout. I don't think there's any argument.
No.
The only thing that kind of sucks for Mike Trout is he's only got to play in the playoffs once.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say that he plays for the Angels.
Well, I was trying to put that in a nice manner. But
you're trying to be nice about it.
Way to go.
Leave it up to me.
And so that's going to do it for the top 10 players of 2021 projected by MLB Network. But before we go to break, we got just a few minutes, or about a minute. There is some news from a former big leaguer. Johnny Damon was arrested, I guess this morning, with a DUI in Florida, and he blew over three times the legal limit. And it's quite a story. So I don't know if he lives in Florida now, but his mugshot looks like Florida man stuff. And let's see. The former Yankees and Red Sox outfielder reportedly had a blood alcohol level between 294 and 300. He only hit 284 for his career. So,
and just to let y'all know, the Louisiana for being drunk is 0.08.
And it is in Florida as well. So that was actually nearly four times the state limit.
Yeah, exactly.
Him and his wife got pulled over because their SUV was swerving, and she apparently was uncooperative, combative, pushed a police officer, and he got out of the car and led to a scuffle, and they both got handcuffed, and he said, "I'm a good effing guy." And that he would take a sobriety test because he's a big boy. So against his wife's advice, he blew two samples, a .30 and a .294. So they were both sent to the, they were taken to the DUI testing center in Orange County, Florida. So we'll see what they're allegedly.
Allegedly. Was, we have to make sure we say that.
All right. So let's take a break, and we'll talk about some more crazy folks with Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Where do I take this pain of mine? I run, but it stays right by my side.
Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
WGSO. From the Fuca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed.
WGSO. Do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Jen Van Halen, your Fit Realtor with Revolution Realty. Let me motivate you through the buying, selling, or leasing process. As a realtor with over a decade of experience, I will guide you through step by step. From your first viewing to the act of sale, I'll be by your side. This is the time, your time, the best time to choose me, Jen Van Halen, and Revolution Realty.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
sour mash. Everybody who's looked at the label on a bottle of bourbon whiskey has seen the word sour mash. Instead of finding out what it is, the typical and understandable reaction is to shrug one's shoulders, then knock back a shot of the stuff. Whiskey is made by fermenting grain, usually corn for bourbon, with water and yeast. However, to keep the yeast and the process under control, some fermented grain from the most recent batch goes into the new batch. It's similar to the practice of using some of yesterday's yeast cake to begin a new batch for sourdough bread. The result is better consistency of flavor and the avoidance of off flavors. People who learn this usually say, huh? Then forget about sour mash as they take another shot.
The Food Show.
I'm only happy when it rains. Feel good when things are good.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. And before we get to Whiskey Tango Foxtrot to wrap up the week, I did want to talk. I did say, you know, before we went to the bottom of the hour break, I would talk a little bit about hockey. And I know everyone in New Orleans is ecstatic because such hockey fans here. But for us, it is good news because the rumor has it today that Jordan Binnington, goalie of the St. Louis Blues, is likely to get an extension with the team in the, somewhere in the neighborhood of $6 million to $6.5 million over the next seven seasons. And GM of Blues, Doug Armstrong, said he bet on himself and he's going to get paid like those guys expect to be paid and will get paid like the guys that have had success. I think around the league he's looked at as a good number one. And that's the way we'll look at it. Look at him as our goal is to keep him here. I don't know why it's repeated like that, but he did bet on himself. And you know what? I believe if it wasn't for that rookie goalie, there's no Stanley Cup in St. Louis.
I completely agree.
And even even after the game last night, watching his press conference, I love that guy. He kills me. He's so dry and sarcastic about everything. I do
like that.
He's always got quite a response to everything. So, all right. Do you want to kick us off then with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot?
Sure. All right. And you'll be able to tell at a certain point during this guy is not from Louisiana. So, and with this week apparently being Mardi Gras, which means that Lynn apparently started this week. Mm-hmm. Figured this would be a good one. Ohio man forgoes food for 46-day Lent beer diet. And I really like this idea. An Ohio man is marking the Christian tradition of Lent by giving up solid foods for 46 days and getting the majority of his sustenance from beer. Hell yeah, dude. Dale Hall of Cincinnati said his Lent diet includes only beer, water, black coffee, and herbal tea. And as of his Friday morning weigh-in, day three of his diet, he was down 5.8 pounds. I only have 3 to 5 beers a day, and this is where the not from Louisiana comes in. It's not like I'm drinking constantly. If you eat your standard diet, it gets boring. You don't eat the same thing every day, so I'm definitely not going to drink the same thing every day. Hall said he successfully completed Lent beer diets in 2019 and 2020, each time noticing health benefits of the experience. He said he lost 40 to 50 pounds both years and noticed his blood pressure and cholesterol improved. The human body's an amazing thing, Hall said. We're used to going through as hunter-gatherers, feast and famine. The problem is we don't go through the famine anymore. And this last sentence is where I want everybody to think about the Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Hint, hint. Hall is raising money through a crowdfunding initiative dubbed Sergeant Dell's Virtual Tip Jar. He said the money will go towards local bars and restaurants that have suffered due to suffered losses due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I actually do want to read this the article from one of the things underneath it where it says read more. It says Buffalo Bill's house from Silence of the Lambs is becoming a bed and breakfast.
I saw that.
So if anybody wants to pay money to go and put the lotion on its skin, you can do it now.
Yeah, but you got to bring your own lotion. You can't. They're not going to supply the lotion. You got to bring your own lotion.
Come on.
Or you'll get the hose again.
Buffalo Bill supplied his own lotion. Come on.
Well,
he even put it in the basket for you.
That's right. All right, we'll file this under. It should have been in New Orleans. This comes out of Clackamas County in Oregon. And the headline is, man with, quote unquote, not drunk, avoiding potholes, car bumper sticker, busted for drunk driving.
Of course.
A Portland man with a not drunk, avoiding potholes car sticker on his Jetta was arrested on Saturday for driving drunk and backing into a patrol car during a traffic stop. Just before 11 p.m. on Saturday, a Clackamas County deputy saw a red Volkswagen Jetta. And we all know those are, according to that show The League, only that's usually a girl car, but... a Volkswagen Jetta that was coming up behind him and speeding. The deputy pulled over the Jetta, and when he started approaching the car, he called out to the driver to turn off his car. Instead, the driver didn't respond and rolled his car backward about 25 feet, only stopping when it hit the front of the deputy's patrol car. When asked why he backed his car into the patrol car, the driver, Jeffrey Dwayne Cannon, 41, said, "I didn't know what happened." The deputy reportedly smelled an alcoholic odor coming from inside of the car and saw an open can of Busch Light in Cannon's cup holder. Cannon admitted to having a concealed pistol, a loaded Glock handgun, in the car. When the deputy took Cannon's weapon, he later noticed the gun did not have a serial number. After searching the Jetta, the deputy found several empty beer cans and a baggie in the center console that allegedly contained cocaine. According to the sheriff's office, Cannon explained that he planned to have a party with a friend this weekend. The sheriff's office discovered Cannon was a convicted felon and his driver's license had been suspended. Deputies said Cannon rated himself as a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, measuring how intoxicated he was. His breath sample later measured 22% blood alcohol concentration. Cannon was arrested and is facing several charges, including felon in possession of a firearm, DUI, and possession of a controlled substance. Cannon's bail was set at $15,000. So
that is a whole lot of stuff for a guy driving a Jetta.
Right? But good thing he has that bumper sticker that says, "Not drunk, yes. I'm avoiding potholes." I don't think that works anywhere other than here, by the way.
No.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back on Monday with more of the Something to Say radio show. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. And until then, play Gloria. For more Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays.